Daf Tesvav, and we are about to explore the next piece of the Mishnah, which is a few lines above the middle of the page on Amud Aleph, in which the Mishnah asserted that kol ha-menachotu not shemen v'levona. As a matter of fact, in order to properly understand the Gemara, let's just turn back one page and look once again at how the Mishnah is constructed. It begins, we dealt with just that one issue, about kol ha-menachot tchilatan v'sofam b'kli sharet. And we said, well, it doesn't really mean that. It means all of the menachot at least use a kli that is suitable to be a kli sharet. Mashenken over here, because it uses tchilatav kvifam mitzrit, and a kvifam mitzrit is either possible because it's eitz. But even if you hold eitz as kosher, kvifam mitzrit would be possible because hakriveh anala pechatecha, and it would be a low-class kli. But the other menachot use at least kelim that are chashuvim. Now, the next piece, and this is what we want to analyze now, is that kol ha-menachot tunot shemen v'levona, v'zo inatu na lo shemen v'lo levona. And as we mentioned, the Mishnah, the first thing that bothers us here is the fact that the Mishnah seems to be claiming that no other mincha goes without shemen or levona, which is certainly not the case. Then it says, kol ha-menachot bot menachitin, v'zo ba'a min ha-sa'orin. And in this case, although there is indeed a mincha that doesn't fit the bill, namely the minchata omer, the Mishnah excuses the fact that it asserted itself as saying that other menachot are ba'ot menachitin by saying, well, as far as the minchata omer is concerned, afa pisha ba'a min ha-sa'orin, but nonetheless, yaita ba'a geres, vizu ba'a kemach. Okay? Now that means that we've got ourselves, really, if we look at this in aggregate, we have a lot of problems with the Mishnah. First of all, the assertion. And it's an assertion that the Mishnah doesn't bother excusing. But anyway, even though there is such a thing as a minchat chotei, there's some excuse. I mean, there isn't any excuse, really, at least not how it appears on the surface. So why did we make the assertion? And then, where we do have an exclusion, we come to explain the exclusion, which makes it even worse that we left out the other one. So why is the Mishnah constructed in such a strange fashion? By asking the question about the Menchat Chotei, the Gemara comes up with a completely different and very beautiful structure to this Mishnah. Watch this. Ask the Gemara, V'kala Menachotu, no Shemen V'levona. Is that assertion true? That all other menachot require shemen v'levona. But that's not true, because ha'ika minchat chotei, d'rachmana amar, lo yasim alea shemen, v'lo yitein alea levona, and the Mishnah just blithely asserts something that is clearly not true. Therefore, the only way to understand the Mishnah is that it is a single statement which is saying there are, in fact, a number of different things that in aggregate are shared among menachot. And they are shemen, levaina, chitim, and one additional thing, which although it appeared in the Mishnah we're trying to excuse sota, actually introduces a new thing that is shared between the menachot. Namely, they have a common denominator that they use very fine materials, either geres or solet. Geres is the equivalent of solet, so it's the minchat soteh, the minchat omer that introduces that distinction. Taking those three things into consideration, what we want to say is, look, all other minachot at least share two out of the three. And the minchat soteh does not, because it doesn't have shemen olavona. So in that, it's only similar to minchat chotei. But the minchat chotei at least comes with solet. This thing doesn't come. Not only that, it comes chita. And even the one that doesn't come with chita, at least it also comes geres. So then there's nothing like the minchat sota at all. That's what it's coming to say. Okay, come on. Kol ha-menachot tu'unot shemen olavona, uba'ot menachitin, uba'ot solet. And it's true, the Minchat Chotei, but think to yourself, I don't even have to speak this out now, but think to yourself, the Minchat Chotei, and it's true that it doesn't require Shemen Levona, but certainly it does require Chitin, and it certainly comes Solet, and the Minchat Omer, even though it doesn't require Chitin, but it does have Shemen Levona, and it is Solet, I mean, the equivalent of Solet in terms of Saorim, which is Geres, whereas this one, Einatu Nalo Shemen Velo Levona, Uba Amina Saorin Uba Akemach. So it doesn't share any of the three qualities that are at least partially shared by all of the menachot. Tanya Amar Rabbi Shimon, Bedinu shedemin chatchotetu nashemen v'levonga. That the truth is that it's a little bit strange that we let a chote off, and he doesn't have to bring a shemen v'levona on his korban. Because, I mean, look, we ought to hit him for whatever he's got, you know. I mean, why should we let him get away with a cheap mincha? Let him pay for shemen v'levona. I mean, shalote chote niskar. We don't usually give you dispensations just for sinning. So mibnei ma ina tu'una. Why do we, in fact, not require shemen levana? Shelo yehi korbanu mehudar. We just don't want him to have a nice-looking korban. He doesn't deserve a nice-looking korban, even though he gets away with it a little cheaper. But it's he's, after all, a sinner. Why should he have something nice? Mibnei ma ina tu'una mehudar. But dinu shetei chatat chelev tu'una nisachim. Shelo yehi chotei niskar. How about the other thing? The other thing is that a chatas requires, usually a korban requires nisachim. Why doesn't a chatas require nisachim? Mipnei ma'ein atunas, why are there no nisachim? Shelo yehi korbanu mehudar. We don't want him to have a good-looking korban. And you'll see how true this is, because if you take a look at the chatat of a mitzorah and the asham of a mitzorah, they are brought with nisachim. Aha! They are tuna nisachim. Lefi she'inan ba'in alachet. We do not bring them for a chet, and therefore it's not coincidental. Where we're talking about a chatas chelev, there's no nesachim. Where we're talking about a chatat mitzorah, all of a sudden there are nesachim. Why do you think that's true? Because when we bring a korban for the mitzorah, we're coming not for a chet, but we're coming as part of the tahara process. Is that true? What, you're telling me that sarat is not itself coming for sin? It's Einam Boin Alachet, Vamar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Omer Rav Yonatan, Al Shivad Varim Negaim Baim. And it's a whole list of seven sins. And so why don't we say that it should not require, by your logic, Nesachim, because after all it was brought on a sin? No, it's not being brought on the sin. The Negaim came as the kapara for the sin. Now the Goyim have gone away. And you brought the two birds and so on. That was 7 days ago. And what are you bringing this garment for? To be mater him. Because he's now mechusar kippurim, to be matrim, to eat kachim. Well, that has nothing to do with the sin. So now, because we nigehu di chaperle, that's over, okay? So now kimaite korban ishtaruye bekodashim udekamaite. We're not bringing a korban now on the sin that brought him to be a mitzorah in the first place. And therefore, there's no reason to ban the nesachim from this korban. So wait, by that logic, why doesn't the Chatat Nazir require Nisachim? A Chatat Nazir is not coming as a sin, it's coming to complete his Nazirut. Ah, remember we had a refrain throughout the Masechet Nazir that he's considered to be a Chote al Shetzir Atzmo min Hayayin. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. So now Rabbi Gamliel came to explain in the Mishnah, if you don't mind, look back on Daf Tet for a moment, just to remind yourself, on Tet Amud Aleph, and about one-fifth of the way down on the page, it says, it's listing over there all the Mida Keneged Mida, and then Rabbi Meir is giving this list, and it says, He he'echilato ma'adanei olam, she gave him all kinds of delicious foods to eat, and the Mida Keneged Mida is the fichal korbanam ma'achal behema. Now, that's how it says in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kishem Shema'aseh Ma'aseh Be'ema, Kach Korbanah Ma'achal Be'ema, which is a completely different explanation. So the expression we had earlier was this represents the Mida Keneged Mida of the high quality food that she no longer, Kilo, has access to feed the Mizbeah. And our Mishnah is saying it's just an indication of what an animal eats. It's to give her the sense that that's what she is. She's a Be'ema. So what happened? In the Braita, it explains that actually Rabbi Gamliel came as a response to the mimer that we had earlier of Rabbi Meir. Tanya Amarlem Rabbi Gamliel l'chachamim. Rabbi Gamliel actually comes out and says to the chachamim that said earlier as follows. Sofrim. He calls them Sofrim, which may be a remiss to the fact that the Gemara lists Rabbi Meir. It says Rabbi Meir is chacham v'sofer. So maybe that's why it calls him Sofrim. Hanichu li, look, just, you know, let me tell you the right shot, okay? Ve'edrashena kemin chomer. Now, I'm going to give you a really beautiful explanation, not the way you learned it, because that's wrong. This is the right way of learning it. Now, this min chomer has come to mean something exceedingly appropriate. I'm going to make it beautiful. Now, chomer, the word chomer means, there's three basic approaches over here. A bosem that used to be carried around for body odor, remember that it was pretty problematic in days, pre-deodorant days and so on, as anybody who visited Moscow in the last days of the communist regime can attest to the good smells in the Moscow subway, which is now all over. Or visited Israel in the days before they could afford deodorants. It wasn't that long ago. We'll attest, you needed to walk around with a chumra de pylon, which means it was you wore a little necklace with some nice, potpourri, exactly. We call it potpourri. And that would at least allow you to survive walking down the street, In London, when it was almost impossible to live with the stench before the modern era, with the sewers, open sewers going down the middle of the street. So you would walk to smell that instead of being overwhelmed by the smell around you. So a chumrah became now something that was a beautiful smell. So I'll give it to you, something really, really nice. That's the Pirush Rabbeinu Hillel that the Sefot brings, and many people bring that as the meaning. Reb Sadia Gaon understands it to mean ma'aseh, because he says in Aramaic, that's the way you say it. Ma'acham racha means, what do you do for a living? Which might have been an old translation of people who worked with donkeys, because these are the laborers. So what do you do for a living? Which means that it's basically saying something that's completely appropriate for what's said, like the ma'aseh itself, without reading anything into it. So I'll do it k'min chomer. Now, the truth is that Rashi says, because of the fact, not here, but because of the fact that the Gemara always uses the term dorshei chamurot. Dorshei chamurot, some say, just means very pretty drushes. Okay? But Rashi points out, and this is a beautiful thing, that the meaning of chomer, when it's used for a smell, chumrat at a pylon, actually means something that you tie around your neck. So it's a kesher, because when you take the pylon, you take the potpourri, you put it in something, you wrap it around and tie it. So it means you've got a lot of different pieces that you tie together. He says the meaning of chumrata is similar to the meaning of aganata, which also means to tie together. So chumrata, therefore, means you want to have a nice piece of showing how things are interrelated properly. So it comes to mean something similar to the word complex, that has the complexity together with a theory that binds it together. So we call that a chumrata. Should we relate to the way that we call something chamur? Because it's very complex, and it's difficult for us to accept or to grasp. This is darsh chamurais. Okay, but in any event, let me make it easy for you, and I'll show you a nice, appropriate pshat that's going to make you happy. Because your pshat is wrong. Now, why that pshat is wrong, we'll see. It's because he had heard Rabbi Meir, who said earlier, that we just read on Daf Tet, that he had chilatoma adene olam, leficha korbanam ma'achal behema, which made him say, Amar le'atena kashiran, that's only if she was rich. If she isn't rich, she couldn't have given him adene olam. They must have gotten along on a piece of candy bar and a Coke. So we find so many different korbanot, so many cases where we distinguish between someone who's rich, like by Tzarat, someone who's rich and someone who's poor. Why is it that by a Sotaf, the whole meaning is that it's a Mita Keneged Mita response to the way she acted? Why don't we make that difference by a Sotaf? There's got to be another explanation as to why it's here a Seorin. So therefore, Ella, I say therefore, a different explanation. K'shem sh'ma'aseh ma'aseh be'ema kach korbanah ma'achal be'ema. That actually what we want to do is we want to give her a slap in the face by showing her, well, this is not a human carbon, it's an animal carbon. It's because you act like an animal. Now, a piali is a kos in Greek. Why do we use it as a piali? Why don't I just say kos shel cheres? Because the word piali is usually what you use for a coffee cup. It means a mug. Meaning that it's something that is not chashev. So if we would say kos, it could be a beautiful glass. Yes, back in Greece, obviously they had Starbucks. What's the matter with you? Not kosher. Well, oh, I'm sorry, you're right. It didn't say Starbucks on it. I see. No, so it would be a Cheres mug. So it wouldn't be as kosher as glass. Those days are extremely kosher. And this, again, continues the theme of not using kosher things for her. So Pialish HaCheres. You take a half a lug of water out of the kior because the Torah says that it's got to be mayim kidoshim. Where do you get mayim kidoshim? Water that was bekudosh in a klisharei. So it's got to be from the kior. Okay, so take the water from the kior, and we take a chatzi lug. Now, the reason we take a chatzi lug is really a matter of logistics, because since we have to put the megillah with all megillat sota in it, and we need enough water to submerge, to immerse it, and for the letters to come off in the water. So that would require a chatzi lug. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a revi'it lug is enough, but that's also logistic. Because as we'll see later on, there's a machlok at how much of the parsha is written on the parchment that you erase. Rabbi Yehuda is the man, the armor, that you write less, and therefore, it's k'shem shememayit b'chtav, if there's going to be less megillah, there's also going to be less need for water to erase the megillah. Kach memayit b'mayim. Okay. Now the Kohen goes into the Heichal. Nichnas lehechal upana liyemino. He turns to his right and he looks down on the floor. And there on his right is a makom hayasham ama al ama. There is a floor tile, which is one ama by an ama, that has a built into it. There's a tabla shoshayish, a balata made out of marble that has a built in tabat aitakvu aba. It has this little ring in it that folds in. You pull it out to be able to lift up the tile. Very weird. So in the Heichal itself was a tile that could come up, and under the tile was dirt. That dirt was used to put into the water. And Kishu Magbiya, when he lifts up the tile, the Gersa, correct Gersa, is notel afar mitakhtel. He takes dirt from other underneath it, and he takes enough of it, v'notein, put into the water, k'deisha yeira e'al ha'mayim, it has to be visible on the water when it, because we learn it from the pasuk, since it says, shenema u'min ha'afar asher yeh b'karka mishkan yikach ha'kohen v'natan el ha'mayim, why doesn't it say v'natan ba'mayim? El ha'mayim is mashma, that it shouldn't be absorbed by the water and become invisible. It should be noteworthy, El Hamayim. So Mamela has to be sufficient to be seen, El Hamayim. Now, the Braita says, not like we said, the Braita says, Pile Shel Cheres Chadasha. It's got to be a brand new Starbucks mug. Ours didn't say it has to be brand new. They were Rabbi Yishmael. My time in Rabbi Yishmael, Gomar Kli Kli Mimitzora. He says, you learn this out of the Mitzorah. There it says Kli Cheres. Over here it says Kli. So Kli by the Mitzorah means Chadasha, so to here. So Mal Alan Cheres Chadasha, Afkan Cheres Chadasha. I never knew that the Mitzorah has to use a Cheres Chadasha. Where does that come from? It doesn't say Chadasha in the Torah. V'hata minalan. So what makes you say that a Mitzorah requires a Kli Chadash? Ah. Because since it says v'shachat atatzipora achat el kli cheres al mayim chayim, we compare the water, mayim chayim, which means it's in its natural state, to the kli. Ma mayim chayim shalona aste bahen melacha, af kli shalona aste bo melacha. The Torah is comparing the kli to the water. If the water is in its natural state, hasn't been used for anything, so too the kli has to be a Kli Cheres that is similar to the mayim. You'll say, well, if you're comparing the two, why not go all the way and say you require mayim chayim? So, imala halan, mayim chayim, afkan mayim chayim. So how do you supply the mayim chayim? No, according to Rabbi Yishmael, who says you need a Kli Cheres chadash, you really do need mayim chayim. You know why? Because Rabbi Yochanan says that the May Kior is what we're talking about. This May Kior, according to Rabbi Yishmael, we're talking over here not Mayim Kedoshim Stam, that could be in any Kli Cheres. It has to be May Mayanim. So the May Kior itself is Mechubra to May Mayan, and we know that they used to lower the Kior down to May Mayan. under the surface. And the Chachamim Omrim Mishar Mimotein. But wait, I mean, can we really compare the Mitzorah to the case of the Sota? This is not a Gzera Shava that is Pnuya. Can't we ask Mala Mitzorah Shekein Ta'un Eitz Erez Ve'ezov V'shnit Tolad? After all, a Mitzorah has also a lot of other chumras. You need an Eitz Erez and an Ezov V'shnit Tolad. Plus Mayim Chayim. I mean, over here you just need to take a little water and put some dirt in it. So maybe the Torah is more makpid on the requirements of a Mitzorah than it is on a Sota. Omar Rabba says, look, we aren't really being Dorish Gzera Shava. We're pretending that we are, but the real meaning of this is, the way the Torah writes it, is to use V'lakach HaKohen Mayim Kedoshim B'Kli Cheres. I mean, why not say V'lakach HaKohen Kli Cheres? I mean, you haven't told me there's a Kli Cheres yet. Usually you tell me what you take. So in other words, it's got to be that we're referring to a known Kli. Kli Shamarti L'Chakvar. Look, we've already discussed the Kli.
We did?
Yeah. Where? Back in Mitzorah. That's the only other place. So that means the same way I told you the dinim of the Kli by the Mitzorah is that it's compared to the Mayim, it has to be new and fresh. So too by the Sota, it has to be new and fresh. But in Achinami, if you hold that you need to have a Gzera Shava that is Mufna, so then you wouldn't be able to use it. And in fact, Aliba de Rabbi Shmuel, you do need to have a Gzera Shava Mufna. And if not, you can ask a Kasha on it and show that it's not true. Omar Rava, Lo Shana Lo Shaloni Takmu Panav. When we're learning over here that according to the Rabbana, the requirement of Chadash doesn't exist. Yeah, use the Kli Cheres, everything is fine. But don't think that that means that you could use a Kli that already is blackened from use. That you can't. That cannot have been Nishtana. Maybe it doesn't have to be free of any other use, but it can't be old looking. Why not? Because the once it's Nit'akmu Panav, it's Psulin, because that Rabbanan also agree. My time yadumya the Mayim. We don't hold it requires Mayim Chayim. But still, I mean, the Mayim lo nishtanu. If you have to take out Mayim Kedosh, not from Mayim of Mitzorah. You're right, the Rabbanan don't learn it from Mitzorah. But, I mean, certainly the Mayim of the Sota itself is similar to the Kli of the Sota herself. And the Mayim of the Kiyor are Mayim Shalom Nishtanu. Now, is that so posh? It's Mayim Shalom Nishtanu. If it would be dirty water, it wouldn't be kosher? Mitzvah says, if you hold the mikvah, it's like Mayim Mikvah, Char Meimot. The din is that a mikvah Shanishtana Meimav is kosher. So who's to say that a Kiyor Shanishtana Meimav? It's not kosher. I mean, taking this for granted, it's not, I mean, why not? So he says, in Achinami, I mean, it's basically this whole thing is really just an asmachta kind of thing. It's a drop on it because it's inappropriate. That's all he's saying. This everybody wouldn't have dirty water in the kiyor. That doesn't mean there's a pasuk necessarily to say that it's possible, but it just makes sense that we're looking for something that's nice for the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbanan, we're masmichar on the comparison to the mayim. There's another Indi Rava. The question that I asked this Rava is like this. How about if their Starbucks cup was nitakbu? We used it a lot. It got actually darkened. And v'chziran l'toch kivshan ha'esh v'nitlabnu mahu. Is this a din that it's possible to talk about dichui? I take it, I put it back into the kiln. And I fire it up, and now it looks all pretty again. Is that considered to be now a Kli Cheres Chadash that meets the requirements of Rabbi Yishmael or not? Mi'am Rinan Kiva de Yitchu Yitchu, do we say that, well, once something is Nitche from use, it's permanently Nitche? Oh, Kiva de Hadar Hadar, do we say that it's in fact renewed and therefore it's good? Tashma, Rabbi Elazar Omer Eitz Erez Ve'ezov Ushnito La'at, which has to be new. You used it over years. You tied it on your a sack, put it over your back to use it to carry. It becomes possible. But that is something that after you use it, even if it was a little bent out of shape, it could be put right back into shape again if you wait a couple of hours. So why does it say it's possible? Va'atam hadiyum mifshate, over there it goes back. You can't tell that there's any change in it. So apparently because it was temporarily unusable, it becomes nifsal, even though it goes back to the way it is. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Maybe the case over there that it's nifsal is talking about the iglufik lufik. Because you bent it and attached something to it, maybe you tore a little bit of the bark off. If you tear the bark off, it's going to mean it's nicker that it was used, and then it becomes nifsal. But over here, it shouldn't become nifsal. Nichnas lechal upanal yemino. Why did the Kohen turn to the right? Well, the reason he turned to the right is because that's where the tile was. The question is, why did we put the tile there to make it necessary for him, Dafka, to turn to the right that the Mishnah is making a fuss over? And as if they just, I mean, if that's where it happens to be, you turn towards the tile. But the point is, Shekop Pinot, Domar Amar Kop Pinot Shatapone Lo Yu El Aderach Yamin. You always have to turn towards your right. And this is Dafka learned from the Beis HaMikdash itself, because we learn out of the Yam Shel Shlomo. The Pasuk describes the Bakar that support the Yam Shel Shlomo, and it talks about the Bakar Litzafon, and then the Bakar that are Yama, and then the Bakar now that which is north, west, and then the Bakar that are Lidarom, and then you come around back now to the Mizrach. So that means when you walked into the Beis HaMikdash, you turn, if you're looking at this para, at this yam, you're turning to the north, which means you're following your right hand around. You're going in a circle counterclockwise. Counterclockwise, you're going to the north. Your right is always counterclockwise. Outside the circle. Right? The clock is moving. If you're facing the middle of the clock is moving left. And you're moving right, the other direction, which is counterclockwise. So therefore, you're facing the yam. And you're turning to the right constantly. You're going around in a counterclockwise circle. You started on the Mizrach, you now went to the Tzofa, and you now went to the Ma'arav, you now went to the Doraim. So that means you're, if you were the hour hand, you'd be going in the opposite direction of the clock. It's with you, man. Look at the Mishkan from above. Okay? Okay, 12 o'clock is the Heichal. 6 o'clock is Shar Nikno. Okay, this is the Yam Shel Shlomo, beautifully decorated clock with these bakar on the different sides. Okay, now, the hour, or the, we want to move a little bit faster than that. So the second hand is on the 6. All right, what direction is that? That's east, right? It's facing Shar Nikno. Your entrance is to the east. All right, you're facing now, you're coming in from the east. The next stop of the second hand is, believe it or not, on the north, which is 3 o'clock. That's counterclockwise. Usually you go from 6 to 9. Okay. There you got it. Okay. So you went from 6 to 3 to 12, and then to 9, back to 6 again is the way that the Pasuk describes it. Why does the Pasuk describe it that way? To teach you to always move counterclockwise. We've got a lot of people in here that always move counterclockwise for different reasons. Obviously, this only means when you're planning on going in a circle anyway. So it's not a good idea to always turn to the right because you may end up in Ramallah. Makom ayasham ama alama. Where do we get this from? You take the dirt from underneath a tile in the Mikdash. This is really... Makom ayasham ama alama. Tanu Rabbanan. It says in the Pasuk, Umin ha'afar asher yihyeh. Now, let's just say it stopped there. I mean, it does say in the Pasuk, Umin ha'afar asher yihyeh bekarka mishkan yikar kakoin. But just if it would say, stop. I mean, afar asher yiyeh. I mean, that could mean anywhere, right? Yocho yitaken mi bachutz. V'yachneis. So then you could take your dirt from anywhere you like, because it's asher yiyeh. It's there. And now bring it in from where you like, and then use it. Oh, no. Therefore, the pasuk continues to say, no, asher yiyeh bikarka mishkan. Ah, now suppose it had only said bikarka mishkan. So in other words, the Kohen is supposed to come in and use a shovel to dig out the dirt from underneath the Beit HaMikdash and the Mishkan. No. Talmud Lomar Asher Yiyeh. The dirt's got to already be there, ready to be put into the water. So how do we manage that? Okay, Tzad. Well, yesham have. If there's already loose dirt in that place, then that's what he would take. But ensham, tensham. If there's no dirt like that there, we prepare this dirt in advance. It's not part of what the Kohen does. So in other words, a thing, one of the things that we do in the Mishkan and by translation in the Mikdash is there is a place which is ready to be used for the Mesota, not that the Kohen digs up as part of the pro his own final usage for the Mesota. And that we use one word, yeh, and also karkar mishkan. Otherwise it would just say, umi karkar mishkan. What do you mean,
imen afar asher
yeh?
On the floor of the Mishkan, there wasn't any...
No, in the Mishkan there would be no problem. He wouldn't need a. As a matter of fact, that's very significant, as we're about to note. Because, as Richie's pointing out, it seems to be fitting only a Mishkan, because once you get into Beit HaMikdash, there is no dirt. In which case, I would think, from the simple meaning of the verse, that the Beit HaMikdash is excluded. Now, this Tosfot holds like Richie. So. Tanya Idach. Now, there's another Tan who actually disagrees with this. He says, "Now wait a minute. Minafar Ashiya means you can take any dirt from whatever dirt there is. Minafar Ashiya. What does that mean to you? So, from any dirt. You can bring dirt from outside. So then, what's the meaning of a karka mishkan? Says Isi Ben Yehuda, that is to add other locations that are not really the same as the mishkan in the midbar." That comes to include the Kark of Shiloh, Noven Givon, the Beit Olamim, and all of those places are included. Now, here's where we get to the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that Girsa doesn't make any sense. Because, I mean, after all, Shiloh is a Mishkan. So why would we think that the Noven Givon are not a Mishkan, and there was no Din of Sota, they were only a Din of Abama, and you cannot bring now on Abama the Mincha Vesota, and therefore the whole thing is, it really does not apply in Noven Gimel. Okay, so the only issue is, maybe you could say that it's Dafka Mishkan and not a Migdash. Maybe that's the point. So if that's the case, what about the Beit Olamim? Yeah, comes on the Pasuk to say the Beit Olamim. Tosfos says, no, this is not true. It's not true. Because the truth is that we could say that it's going according. There's a big machlokas about whether you bring a korban like the korban sota. There's a machlokas kol shat sibur vehayachid makrivim ba'ol moed shem midbar makrivim ba'ol moed shem begilgal. So that means that according to one man, the armor, the only time we say in a bama you can't bring these korbanas, it means a private bama on your private roof, not a public bama which was an oven givon. So what forces Rashi to take that out? You certainly would use that as well. When it comes to the Beit Olamim, says Tosfos, the reason that you would need it, even though normally Mishkan and Mikdash are always used interchangeably, the point is, like Richie says, that since over here, this is the Riz Pshat, it says Mikarkaha Mishkan, and there was no such thing in a Beit HaMikdash, if it wouldn't be for the Pasuk, I would have said, since it's tiled, it doesn't apply the din of taking the dirt. Kamash Malan, put in a tile that's got a ring on it to lift it up and to get to the dirt. And that I wouldn't know from the comparison of Mishkan and Mikdash. Okay, so there really is a requirement for this limud directly. Isi ben Menachem Omer, that's not the reason that it says Karka Mishkan. Because I don't need it for that. Because I'll make a kalvachomer to you. Umatuma kala, lo chileka katuv. The Torah makes it very clear when it comes to tuma on your body that there is an isser of coming into the Mishkan and an isser, a same exact isser of coming into the Mikdash, because he uses two lashonas. One pasuk says et Mishkan Hashem timei, and one pasuk says Mikdash Hashem timei. Just to make it very clear that there's no difference between those two dinim. So if lagabe tuma, which is just tumat mate. Over there, the Torah says that there's no difference. So a kal v'chomer, when you're talking about tumat eshet ish chamura, after all, being nichvas l'migdash betum is a chiyuv karet. When it comes to sleeping with an eshet ish, we're talking about a chiyuv chenek. That's much more chomer. So lo kol shekein, that the dinim would be the same. Im kein, therefore, how do I explain karka mishkan? Matam lomar be karka mishkan, the way the original Tana did. Shelo yavi mitoch kufato. You can't just bring in dirt on your own. You've got to use the dirt that's there, and therefore I say ein sham tein sham, basically. Okay, so we said kol haminachot in the Mishnah require shemen alavona. Ask the Gemara, is that true? V'chol haminachot not shemen alavona. What about aikam minchat chote derachman amar lo yisim alei hashem lo yiten alei levona? Okay, komar. Kol haminachot not shemen velavona uboot minachitin uboot solet. Now, figure it out, man. Minchat chote, it's true. Av b'shin netun shemen velavona, but at least ba'a minachitin, at least ba'a solet, right? Minchat ha'omer, af pishi ba'a minasorin. It's true, but, I mean, it's tu'una shemen levona, and it's ba'ach geres, which is similar to solet. Mashenke, this is ina tu'una lo shemen velo levona, o ba'a minasorin, o ba'a kemach. Tanya, omar Rabbi Shimon, bedinu shetei minchat chotei tu'una shemen velovona, shelo yechata niskar. Mibnei ma ina tu'una, shelo yeh korbano muhudar. Bedinu shetei chatat chelef tu'una nesachim, shelo yeh chote niskar. Mibna ma ina tu'una, shelo yeh korbano muhudar. Aval chatato shal mitzora v'yashamo, indeed are tu'una nechasim. Aha, that's not a coincidence. It's l'fish ein b'inachet. What do you mean ein b'inachet? I thought Rama Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Rama Rabbi Yonata, al shiva devarim, negaim b'in, and you're saying there's no chet? But the chet of the nega is over already. What's the carbon? Four kimaite carbon is tarir b'kodashim the kamaite. So elamiyata chatat nazir should require, according to you, to unanesachim lefishein abal chet, and it does not. Aha, that's because of the Rabbi Elazar kafar. The Amar nazir nami choteu, and therefore we don't want his korban to be muhudar either. Rabban Gamliel omer kishem shemaaseh maaseh behima kach korbanah korban behima. So now, Tanya Omar Lam Rabban Gamliel HaChachomim, excuse me, Sofrim, anichu li v'adrashenek min chomer, because your pshat's no good. The Shavala Rebbe Meir the Kama, he ha'achilato ma'adanei olam lafichach korbanah ma'achal behima. So he said, how could that be the pshat? Omar Lahem, ha'tenach ashira, what are you going to say about aniyama ikalamema? Ella, the better explanation is, kishem shema'aseh ma'aseh behima, kach korbanah ma'achal behima. Hayam evi fi'ayli shel cheres, v'notena tochachat silug mayim min ha'kiyor. Does it show a Starbucks cup?
No, it shows a fi'ayli.
Isn't that ugly?
Yeah.
That's exactly what a fi'ayli isn't, which is the standard in the sidra, yes. So he puts a chatzilug mayim in a kiyor, Rabbi Yirama, Rabbi Eat, kishem shemayit bichtav, kach memayit bimayim. Nichnas lechal, fadal yimino, makama yasham, ama alama, vitabla shal shayish, vitabat, aitak vuaba, kishu magbiya, notel afar mitachtea, vinoten kidei sheira el amayim, shneemaru min haafar sheya bekarka mishkan, yikach hakoen vinatan al amayim. Tana, fiali shal cheres chadasha, div Rabbi Shmuel. Where does he get that from? My time in Rabbi Shmuel. Gomar kli kli mi mitzora, mala alan cheres chadasha, afkan cheres chadasha. V'hata min alan, tektiv v'shachat at hatzipor achat akli cheres ha'mayim chayim, ma mayim chayim shelo nesta behem melacha, af kli shelo nesta bo melacha. Im mala alan mayim chayim, afkan mayim chayim, and therefore it should not be nesta bo melacha, and should be attached to a mayan. That's true. Rabbi Shmuel, achinami, dom Rabbi Yochanan, the mei ha'kior, it happens to be, Rabbi Shmuel says, the mei ha'kior, mei mayan. Chachamim omrim yishar mei moten. But couldn't we say that it's not a very good gzereshava? I mean, ikal mevrag ma'al mitzora shekein toun eitz erez ve'izov shnitolat. And after all, this is not a gzereshava that is mufna. Omar Rabba, Omar Krobe kli cheres. It's the kli she'amarti l'chakvar. That's got to be the kli of the mitzora. Omar Rabba, as far as the chachamim are concerned, that you can use even an old one. It's not any old one. It's lo shana shelo nitak bupanav. Aval nitak mupanav, indeed it's psosel. My time yedume de mayim. Not the mayim of the mitzorah, but the mayim of the sota herself. Ma mayim shelo nishtanu, af kli shelo nishtana. Boy rov nitak muvi, ziran atoch kivshana esh, v'nitlabnu, maho. Mi arminer kiven yitcho yitcho, dilma kiven the hodor hodor. Tashma Rebbe Elazar omer, eitzeres ve'ezovu shlito la'at. Shivshil behem kubato la'achorav, they become psosel. Even though, I mean, obviously over there, Atam Hadra Mifshite. No, not necessarily. Maybe it's talking over there. Hatam de iklufik lufi. Nichnas lechal upana liyemino. My time, huh? Diyomar marko pinot shata pone lo yu ela derech yemin. Moko mayasha mama alamatan rabbana. Umina afara sheyihiyeh. Now, just reading that part of the pasuk, yachol yetaken mi bachutz v'yachnis. Therefore continues the pasuk, tamud lomar, bikarka ha-mishkan. On the other hand, we'll just say, bikarka ha-mishkan. I mean, obviously that's dirt, no? See, bikarka ha-mishkan, that would mean yachol yachpor bikar dumot. Tamud lomar, asher yihye, ha-ketzad, yesham, so then have, ensham, tensham, and then have. Tanya Inoch min afara sheyeh, as the other Tana disagrees, and he says, "Malamed shayam etaken mibachutzu machnis." Indeed, you do. Why does it say bekarka mishkan? Says Isi ben Yehuda, lahavi karka shilo no vegivanu beit olamim. Isi ben Menachem omer, einat sarif. Uma betuma kala lo chileka katuv between mishkan and mikdash. Betumate shetish kamurava shalchiv chenek, as opposed to just the karet local shekain. Im kain bat abud lomar b'karka mishkan. It's got to be the way the original Tanit says, shaloyavim mitoch kupaton.